going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know what we're going to get on the radio right now? I think the only offensive player on the Saints that would have started off with the Eagles Super Bowl team. Now, he might have to play guard. He might have been the center. Yeah.
Good setup.
He's been playing with everybody money over here. But I just want you to move. He wants you to move to guard. He told a lot of you he wanted him to be
there. Hey, with the Eagles. We just put him with the Eagles as starting guard. And I think I was being honest. I said, let me tell you, Eric McCoy, look at the Eagles team, the Super Bowl champs, and the Saints. I said, Eric McCoy is the only one that can start off with the Eagles on our team.
So
I'm keeping it real.
That might be a little bit true, but if I'm going to be a center, I'm going to be the captain of the offensive line.
But I don't know. The Eagles just paid their center.
They paid him a lot of money.
I think he want to get in line to make sure I get that type of contract.
Yeah. I don't know. Center, guard, you need to do it both, right? You got to do it all.
No, not me. No, sir. I play center.
Hey, but isn't it good for your resume? If you're young on your resume, you can play center or guard.
Yes, absolutely.
Eric said he ain't young no more.
But not me.
I got you.
So, Eric, you're adding another piece to the board mm-hmm. and picking up Kevin Banks Jr. Mm-hmm. You know, just I don't know how much you know about him. He was an Outland Trophy winner as far as this past year.
Coming
into the year, most draft pundits had him as the number one tackle. So I think it's a little bit about choice, you know, when you talk about whether he's the first, second, or third, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. on the fit. But without even looking at him, you know, what are some of the things that you guys want him to have to buy into to be able to fit in that room?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the offensive line is going to set the standard of the entire team. And that starts with me, obviously. But then it trickles down. It trickles down from C's to the young guys. And so it's like something that he's going to buy in. Like we and he, as a rookie, is going to have to buy into the attitude, buy in that we have to be the protector of the team, protector of the quarterback, and that we are going to have to establish a run game.
Now, Eric, the question I have for you, how do you view this? Now, you're coming out of college, and Fuaga was flexible. Mm-hmm. He always played right tackle at Oregon State, mm-hmm. then we moved to left tackle, however he could help the team. But now you have an individual who's always played left tackle, now Fuaga can go back to right tackle. But to talk about that transition, maybe we could have in with the coaches talking to a player. And would Fuaga be interested in going back to his position when he's played in college, going back to right tackle? In those rookie year, he's played left tackle. Mm-hmm. But now you have – that's his more natural position based on coming into the league. And then now you're going with Banks at left tackle. Mm-hmm. So do you see that maybe coming about?
It could. It 100% could. But I don't know.
Okay.
I can tell you that Tali is – I can tell you that Tali is an extremely talented individual.
Right.
Like left, right, you could line him up any position on the offensive line. I think he'd be a dog, because he just got that dog in him. I don't know if it's that poly blood running through his veins, but like it could happen.
Well, could Trevor Penning be a dog at guard? Because we need him.
I think so.
Okay, all right.
I mean, he's got the size.
Yeah,
he's got the athleticism. He's got the physicality, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think it's something that could happen. But that's also above my pay grade, as we all know.
I want to know before Bobby goes,
from
a health standpoint wise, how are you doing, and have you been doing anything in the OTA sessions that started a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. You know, I appreciate you asking. Yeah. I am doing well. You know, last year was a tough year for me, just physically. Had a couple soft tissue injuries. But I've been a full participant in OTAs. I stayed here through the majority of the offseason in the training room, in the weight room with the new staff, Ted, Luke, Riley, Bird, all those guys, trying to build up my soft tissue resiliency, because that's just something that plagued me all of last year. And in my career, that's where I've had issues. Like, I've never had a broken bone. I've never had a – yeah. I'm with you.
I got you, brother. I'm knocking on the wood for you.
Well, if you wouldn't have got hurt against the Eagles, we'd have beat the Eagles. I still say that.
Well, he's been saying that,
that's a compliment. I appreciate that. He's been saying that.
Yeah.
See, playing the center position, and I told this to Bob all the time, other than quarterback, I think it's the toughest position to play in the NFL. Because not only you have to do your job, you the communicator.
Mm-hmm.
You got to talk to the guard talk to the tackles. Mm-hmm. But also sometimes you got to kind of calm the quarterback and make sure you're picking up now a lot of interior blitzes. Years ago, that was all coming from the edge when Bob played. That was a lot coming from the edge, not as much in the middle. Today, you see all these delays, and they kind of try to trick you.
Yeah.
Mentally, that's a difficult position to play.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And third down itself, like, that's an entire game plan. Like, you...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Listen, they gonna throw some bad word stuff at you. It is a hard position to play because, like you said, the mental part, the mental aspect, like, you really have to lock in, especially on third down days. But then you also have the same physical aspect as every other offensive lineman on the team. I'm not going to say it's the hardest. I'm not going to say it's the second hardest. Because I think this offensive line in general is a hard position to play, especially pass protection. Like, you're going backwards against other men that are more athletic than you, and you got to stop them. Like, that takes a grown-ass man to – sorry, excuse my language.
You're good.
It takes a grown man to do that.
You know, Mark Schlereth, who's on Fox,
yep,
said the exact same thing you said. Every time I lined up, that guy across from me, he was more athletically gifted. So I got to beat him technically.
Damn right.
And mentally. Got
to beat him technically.
Damn right. Technically
and
mentally.
Years.
Damn right.
Now, as far as beating someone mentally, how do you, like a teammate, because I know in college I don't like it. No Aggie like no damn Longhorn. So now you got Mr. Kelvin. You got Kelvin coming to town, and now he's going to be a rookie. Well, you know,
he's buying breakfast. He's treating breakfast.
Are you going to make him sing? Yeah. Are you going to make him sing for you?
Absolutely. You know, we're more of it. We don't make him sing all the time. Special occasions, you know, birthdays.
Right.
That's what I want to make him sing. But, you know, he'll have his rookie duties. That's just what it is. I might go a little bit harder on him just because, you know, went to Texas University.
Yeah, you'll give him one of these, horns down.
I got to give him a hard time.
Gig him, Aggies, gig him.
Gig him all the way. he's going to have a hard time. I can't wait for him to get those Mano's breakfast sandwiches on Saturday. I can't.
They coming.
Wait, they coming. You know they coming. With some syrup, some strawberry jelly. It's going to be a great time.
Saints center Eric McCoy joining us here. And just curious, your initial impressions, head coach Kellen Moore, and maybe give some hope for this Houdat Nation out there, man. They've been hurting after last season, obviously.
Hell, they ain't the only ones. No, I'll just say he's young, he's offensive-minded, and he's fresh off a Super Bowl win.
Right.
So he has the pedigree. He commands a room. And I think he's brought excitement back to players, staff. So I'm excited for who he can be for this team and this city. Like you said, last year was a rough one for us.
Right.
Last couple have been rough for us. So.
Also, you know, if you had to make the second pick for the Saints, is there a certain position at least you would want to target? I know, above your pay grade.
Very above my pay grade.
If you're drafted in Madden, I guess, who are you picking for the Saints?
Are you asking my guess?
No, who Eric McCoy
who
Eric would
McCoy
want?
Yeah. Want.
Or who you guess at a quarterback, maybe late first, early second at 40th, or move up? Or
I'll be honest with you, like, I don't know. So what I thought was going to happen was we were going to snag that cat that Carolina got, and then we were going to backdoor and trade up for another tackle. But obviously, hopefully that might just flip-flop.
Might be something flip-flop that happens.
Might be a little flip-flop. So, yeah, but I do love the Kelvin Banks pick. Anytime we get offensive line talent added to the room, like,
I have a question for you. I mean, I'm going to ask it even though – oh, Bobby, it's a draft show. Would you be against at least making the phone call to give Aaron Rodgers $10 million to come to New Orleans? I mean, why not? look what Aaron Rodgers has done. People want to say, like,
you going to read off the stats?
No, you got to, yeah.
You're going to read off the stats.
We don't have that kind of time.
You have to look at what he did last year. People don't realize how dominant Aaron Rodgers was last year. Okay, Aaron Rodgers, he threw for right under 4,000 yards, mm-hmm. 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. I don't know. That sounds pretty good to me. That sounds like an old man to me.
So Bobby,
you pay him $10 million?
When is he reporting?
I mean, come on.
Bobby, when is he reporting?
Before you start the regular season.
We got to call him up because you want to get the Houdat Nation excited. You want the dome pack, feast or famine, whatever. I'm just telling you, what have you done for me lately? I just told you what Aaron Rodgers did lately.
Is he going to do OTAs or he's not coming until –
How many wins has the quarterbacks we have right now in the building working out at OTAs? How many games have they won in the NFL?
None. I mean,
goose egg.
Yeah,
zero.
You preach it to the choir. If you're trying to build a team right now, though,
this year. I ain't worried about 2026. I want Aaron Rodgers now. Now.
We are taking a break here.
The Houdat Nation would be all excited about Aaron Rodgers.
Senator Eric McCoy, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy the wild time here.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.